Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I got to put it back in.
Well, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
That's really nice of you to give him the choice.
That was so accommodating.
That's worse than I thought it was. That sounded horrible.
You don't want to make him feel like he's forced.
No.
You want him to want it.
A little pillow talk between me and Craig that was found somewhere. He was in the room.
Make it seem like it's his idea.
Yeah.
Beatty's here. It's Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Christopher Titus and Joel McHale, both later on the program. Chris is coming through town. Christopher will be at the Des Moines Funny Bone, Omaha Funny Bone, Kansas City Improv. And Joel McHale's got a new show on Netflix, The Joel McHale Show with Joel McHale, which is basically soup on Netflix, swearing and everything. That's cool. Like both those guys.
Why have we heard a lot about Mr. Rogers lately?
You know, I keep seeing clips, too, about how Mr. Rogers saved public television with one speech or
it's
something like that.
It's all over Facebook. Mm-hmm. The testimony.
Maybe I can click on to find it out.
Yeah. It was just like from the late 60s, I think. He's in front of Congress.
I think it's the early 70s.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
After Mr. Rogers gave his heartfelt speech, and I did not listen to all of it, I guess Congress was a little more compassionate at the time. It didn't necessarily have an agenda.
Now it's run by libtard snowflakes.
They would actually listen to what this guy had to say, and then they said, "Well, we're going to quadruple the budget," because I think Nixon wanted to shut it down completely.
Of course,
if I got the story right. Of course, it's from Facebook, so the hell can you believe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then
why.
There's a Mr. Rogers movie that someone is putting together.
Oh, yeah. It's Tom Hanks going to be Mr. Rogers, right?
And then you brought him up.
Tom Hanks is going to play every human being on Earth, they
said. A couple
of
weeks ago.
Well, the Tom Hanks thing is what.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was some sort of anniversary or whatnot.
Now, we tweeted out the picture where he's flipping it off the camera. Now, by the way, he wasn't flipping off the camera to F you. What he was doing was
counting down.
They were counting down. Yeah. They didn't count with his fingers, but the camera guys knew when you get to that one.
Yeah. They'd freeze it.
They'd freeze it, right.
What about the white horse going down Highway 91?
That guy's busted.
Okay. I rudely interrupted you there.
Yeah.
And I apologize. It,
there wasn't a whole lot to
it. The guy was a man in the system. I was going to come out with him.
Yeah, the guy was drunk going down the highway on a white horse at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Scott Betts wrote that song.
Got busted. Michelle Bachmann, birthday for Mr. Rogers is why I bring it up.
Happy birthday!
All right.
How old did he live to be?
74.
How'd he die?
Brief battle with cancer.
Okay.
Oh, the reason all the hubbub. It's the 50th anniversary of the start of his show.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here recently. Don't have an exact date. Somewhere around now.
Yep. Remember.
Horrible story for Bill Cosby, for anyone. His daughter had his daughter passed away.
Renal disease.
Kidneys.
Yeah.
Age 44.
That sucks. He's had some tough things in his life. I understand he's done some bad things, but his son was killed. Remember that? Just was helping a guy out on an off-ramp in L.A. Shot him, man.
Yes. Horrible deal. Mm-hmm. Some people may consider this horrible as well. Stacey Dash. You may remember her from the movie Clueless.
She's so hot.
Yeah, but she's so not.
Making a run for Congress in California.
On the surface.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know her at all. Yeah, don't want her.
No.
Scratch a few layers.
You wouldn't hang out much.
She's brutal. Yeah.
She's running for the 44th district. That includes Compton, Watts.
Oh, really? As a Republican?
Mm-hmm.
She ain't going to win. She's not going to win. I was just reading that yesterday. The Republican Party's on the verge of being a third party in California because independents are, most people are Democrats are independents.
What sort of voter turnout do they get in Compton and Watts?
Districts. Yeah. Whoever votes is not going to vote Republican. Let's go with that.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So it doesn't really matter who shows. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah. That's our guess, anyway.
Yeah, like I'm hanging there, but I'm guessing.
Not a historically red area.
Less Compton or Watts is gentrified, and it might be a little bit, but I don't think it is. Hmm. From what I can tell from the rap videos.
I don't think the hipsters have moved in there yet.
I don't think so either. No. And even hipsters are not going to vote Republican.
No.
I just said it that way.
That was great.
From the rap videos I watch.
Rap videos. I kind of like that rap these days.
I guess I neglected to mention that this was our Clueless News segment of the show.
Somebody else is involved, huh?
Yep.
Because the rest of the people in that movie are really cool people. Paul Rudd and who was a black dude in that movie? He was on Scrubs.
Donald Faison.
Donald Faison. And of course, what's her name again?
The blonde.
Your lady there.
Alicia Silverstone.
She's the one making news as well.
What'd she do? She's the one that chews up food for her kids, right?
She and her husband have split after 20 years together.
Todd, you've always dug that.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I won't fight you for that. Although I think she's hot. I'm still battling Petey for Jennifer.
The last time they were seen in public.
And Julie Bowen.
And Julie Bowen is. I'm battling Craig for that. I'm too busy to fight for Alicia Silverstone. Plus, she chews food up for people, and that's gross.
Her kids.
Yeah, well, that depends.
That's still gross.
Depends upon your point of view.
I don't want to eat from.
Right.
Would you want to eat from your mom's mouth?
No, but I'd want to eat from Alicia Silverstone's mouth. Hey, come on.
If it was going somewhere, you might give it a run.
What, from your mom?
No, from Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, go ahead. So
you're
I still think she's hot. Go ahead. What about her?
Oh, the last time those two, I forget her husband's name, were seen in public was on the red carpet of Tropic Thunder.
Who?
Wow.
10 years ago.
Alicia Silverstone?
She was in the movie Tropic Thunder.
Yes. And her husband, Christopher Jarecki.
Who's he? Is he
exactly.
An actor?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know what that dude
does. So
you're
saying she's single?
This is the statement that her people sent out to People magazine, and I don't get it.
All right. Well, she's real hippie, isn't she? Like, really hippie, right?
You would have to be really hippie in order for this to be true.
Oh, God. So it's even worse than feeding your kids pre-chewed food?
She's kind of off the wall.
I wouldn't say worse.
Lucas, that's pretty bad.
They still deeply love and respect each other. And remain very close friends.
That's all Hollywood. They do that all the time.
But have mutually decided to separate.
That's what I read about Jennifer Aniston and the other dude.
They all say that.
They are not deeply in love. Okay.
No.
They do not deeply love and respect one another.
Right.
They don't.
No, because I read the whole article about Jennifer Aniston and what's his face? What's his name again?
Justin
Theroux.
About this, he likes Manhattan. She likes California. $21 million mansion out there. They have a couple apartments in Manhattan. And I'm thinking, you know what? No, you don't still love each other, or you would just make that work.
I'm reminded of Green Acres.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Goodbye, city life.
You're right, but this is not exactly a farm in the middle of nowhere.
She gets allergic smelling hay.
All right. You're right.
Hey. Find me one other person in the world that made that left turn from Alicia Silverstone.
But I always hate hearing that too.
Green Acres.
You don't deeply still love each other if you're breaking up. I mean, I understand you can still care about each other and break up, but you don't deeply still love each other.
Not deeply. If it's deeply,
then you're still staying together.
You're hanging out.
Yeah, there's somebody else that is deeply loving Alicia Silverstone right now.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
I hope so. Assume.
Oh, yeah. Eating her pre-chewed food.
That's her 6-year-old son, deeply. Bear Blue, probably.
Hopefully he's eating his own food by now. He's 6.
He's 6.
Yeah, got it. Mom, can I chew that? I kind of like McDonald's. Nope, I'll eat it first.
I got my own teeth now.
Maybe she's just, bulimic.
That's how she stays thin.
Yeah, she just chews it and spits it out.
Well, gives it to
mouth.
The kid.
All right.
You eat it.
And we ain't wasting it.
There are people starving. I've seen recent pictures of her. She looks pretty good.
I always thought she was hot. I'll give you that.
I just saw her in the latest Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie.
Oh, that's right. She's in those, right?
Yeah. With Tom Everett Scott.
Yeah, she's the mom.
She's the new mom.
Is she?
In the new ones, yeah.
Yeah, it's odd when you've lived to the point now where Alicia Silverstone is the mom, the frumpy mom
that's
now.
That's going to happen more and more.
I know.
Yeah, I remember when she was the babysitter.
I remember when she was the crush.
Well, just clueless. Oh, yeah, when she was Lolita in The Crush, basically, right?
And she had an Aerosmith video, too.
Oh, two oh,
three of them.
Three of them back in the day.
Her and Liv Tyler.
And, she was hot.
One would argue she still is.
I get that.
Yeah.
When they got married 100 years ago, they exchanged vows while barefoot on the beach. And at midnight, the couple's friends and family gathered around a campfire to celebrate the happy day by singing Beatles songs and eating vegan hamburgers.
Quinoa?
Everything's cool except for the quinoa burgers, right?
The hell am I eating quinoa for, man? It's midnight.
Yeah.
Good chance, a bag of chips?
Good chance you're drunk and high at midnight on the beach, too, so you need more than quinoa. You need some chips. By the way.
So dry.
What was that stuff you talked about yesterday? Because my... The fiery, what are they called?
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
God, it was like it was like a gift. I took a walk around the block with the dog, and I come back in, and there's a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Boom.
The small bag sitting there. It happens to be my daughter. She has a bag. I'm about to open it. Oh, you can't touch your daughter's Cheetos. That doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't.
but I said, I got to have a couple.
Right.
I got to have a couple. We just talked about this.
Yeah.
And I forgot. They are incredibly good.
Was that coincidence? Good, and they're hot.
No, apparently we have a bunch of lunch bags down in the basement somewhere that I'm not familiar with. Now I know they're down. Maybe that's the reason.
Maybe they're
for the kids' lunch.
Right.
So she didn't break it out because she heard Dad talking about it.
She
on the radio.
Didn't. She don't know.
She don't.
She ain't listening. She would have forgotten.
Had she heard it, she would have forgotten.
Yeah, right.
We'll keep these down in the laundry room. He never goes there.
It was like, now I know where they're at. But I forgot they are really good.
Did you put on a glove to eat them?
No, I didn't. Cause only
hide the evidence.
I was only allowed two, apparently.
You had a Cheeto stipend?
Yeah. I had a Cheeto stipend.
Yeah. No more.
Did you harken back to how they got invented?
I'd forgotten about the whole bit, actually.
It was the janitor's idea?
Yeah, I'd forgotten about the whole bit.
In a lot of places.
I just knew we talked about them yesterday morning, and they just showed up.
What's the parent company of Cheetos?
Arctic Ice.
I don't know what,
no, Todd,
if that's a Frito-Lay thing or what.
It is Frito-Lay.
Because a lot of people would have said, you stole company property, you're fired, and then stolen the idea.
I love the way they gave the guy credit, right?
But they gave the guy credit.
When's that movie coming out?
I don't care.
Yeah, I won't care either. I won't watch it. I won't watch it.
No, so you won't. It's not going to be going to be in the theater.
I'm just not going to watch it.
No, that sounds like a Netflix documentary that even you wouldn't watch.
Well, no, this is an actual movie. They're going to make this a movie.
I think they are. Yeah, well, it sounds like a documentary. Apparently, we're supposed to get a flu shot. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
A lot of doctors say, get your flu shot. Even now. They do.
Yes.
They do say that.
You didn't have
like
one.
Another one?
No. Here's a good
one. The one that you should have had several months ago.
Okay.
Apparently, though, some... Natural,
oh Jesus!
Health websites, natural in quotation marks. I'm sorry, people on the radio couldn't see that. In this room.
The people that chew their own food for their kids, that kind of group.
No,
of people.
Holistic medicine people.
Some natural health websites have misrepresented remarks of a Wisconsin County public health nurse, Anna Trieg. She was trying to explain to a local newspaper why this year's flu vaccine was not quite as effective as other years. The websites falsely claim that she said in the websites which falsely claim that she said that influenza epidemic caused by vaccines itself according to health officials, said that Tree clearly states that vaccination is at least part of the problem, if not the whole problem, is what they're trying to say. However, she said quite the opposite.
Oh, jeez.
She said quite the opposite. So if you're looking at a website that said that this Anna Treig said that vaccines are bad, that is a lie. It is a misrepresentation of the truth.
I wouldn't doubt it's true, though, Craig. See, that's what people say to each other.
No, wait, is she being misquoted? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. In the original article, she urged people to get their flu shots.
Here's
flu shots cannot cause flu illness.
We're all familiar with doctors, either our personal doctors or friends of their doctors. And, of course, we know Dr. Mina. Nobody loves her kids more than Dr. Mina loves her kids. And our old friend Doc Ed had a bunch of kids, and he loved his kids. They vaccinate their kids. They give their kids flu shots. And they're doctors.
Yeah.
That's all I need. I don't need my cousin checking in saying, I don't know about that.
I saw something on the internet.
Yeah, or you work at a factory. You know, I just don't. I mean,
right.
I don't care what you do. You're not a doctor who loves his kids.
I spent a lot of
time.
Yeah,
you may love your kids.
But yeah, you're true. But you got to protect them and do what doctors do.
I look at that WebMD website a lot.
Yeah, check it out.
Hang on.
Rub some dirt in that.
We got Dan in Wichita.
Hey, Dan.
More on Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What's up?
Hey, I used to have a friend that would go to the gas station in Wichita and get a big bag of the Flamin' Cheetos.
Yeah.
And top them off with the chili and cheese dispenser and just eat it right out of the bag.
So he had a walking taco with the Flamin' Hot Chilies thing, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Man. That sounds nasty coming out.
That's not bad, though.
But it sounds good.
Sounds great going in.
Yeah, it sounds great going in.
That could affect you a couple hours later.
Were you working with that guy?
No, I was actually in a band with him, so we'd stop and hit the Quick Trips at 2 in the morning on the way home from a bar show.
Okay, then you just drop his ass off.
That makes much more sense.
Oh, yeah. That is bar food. And I've been in Wichita at 2 in the morning. We should try that next time.
We will.
All right.
Push, write that down.
Write that down. What do you guys want? What that guy called us for?
Yeah. Three.
I'll have what Dan's having.
Somehow I don't think that's going to help with the cotton mouth either.
No, it's not. Or the ass tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and considering I got to spend the whole weekend with you, no, you can't have that.
That is brutal.
You can't have that.
Oh, yeah, because the ride home from Wichita would be just horrible.
Yeah, Saturday night at midnight. Nope. Uh-uh.
Let's try that stuff.
We ain't doing that.
I guess we could try that here. We could have those everywhere. But sounds like a Wichita walking taco.
Well, the rules go out the window when you go to Wichita for the weekend.
Watch out for those. Yeah.
Watch out for the Wichita line. Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
You may have seen claims on the social media that Shepard Smith has been fired from Fox News Channel.
Oh, the viewers.
Fake news?
The nut job viewers really want him gone because he's...
What'd he do?
He states facts. I read about him every. I don't watch him, but I read about where he just says, no, that's not true. No, this is true. He does facts, and that pisses off some people that watch the morning show on that particular station.
The story is that Shep Smith has been let go for his, quote, obvious disrespect for President Trump.
Oh, God.
Apparently, that is completely false. Yeah. He has not been fired by Fox.
Seems to me he calls BS when he sees it, and no matter who that pisses off. I'll give the guy credit because he is on Fox, but he must have enough power and enough ratings they don't fire his ass.
And, well, because he assumed everybody knew he was gay.
Yeah, well, right. That's true.
Yeah, well, that's why I assume he's got some blackmail pictures.
Similar story circulated online about a year ago about Shep Smith getting fired.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't watch, but I do read what he says, and apparently... He calls BS. And
he doesn't mind.
He calls BS on Trump, too.
Yeah.
The administration.
He calls BS on everything.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
But they don't like that because Hannity's a mouthpiece and the morning show is a mouthpiece.
I watch him from time to time, and he will occasionally opine, but he's mostly a reporter.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. All those other people, they're not reporters.
No, he opines, too, but he also opines against the administration once in a while on Fox and...
Well,
at
occasionally,
TV.
What you will see is him talking to the hardcore Fox viewers and saying, look,
this
is not true.
Right.
The fact of the matter is this.
Right.
Yeah.
But then there are some petitions out there from Fox viewers to want to get him fired. I've seen them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, liberal pussy. I've seen some of the comments on his Twitter feed. Unbelievable. Well, no, it's not unbelievable.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
No, it's not.
Because he actually is, you know, the closest thing to fair and balanced.
Well, like, I think you're right. Craig is exactly right. There's been a lot of just weird stories that we all knew were untrue that he explains to people that are watching his channel that, no, this is not true.
Yes.
Although you might want it to be, this is not true.
Since you haven't changed the channel.
Right.
Earlier on this channel, you may have seen this.
This is not true. Later on with Hannity, you might have seen it again, but this is not true.
This
here are the facts,
the
and he moves on. He does do that.
And, and none of the other shows on Fox are really news shows. They're all opinion shows.
Well, I was watching that cartoon President, and there's a bit where he's on, he's sitting in his bedroom, whatever, watching Fox and Friends. And they all in the Fox and Friends cartoon say, good morning, Mr. President. They just say hi to him. And he talks back to the TV. Watch that show if you want to be people that can get it.
Showtime, right?
It's on Showtime, yeah. Okay.
A Michigan mother and son got medical help from hundreds of miles away. 16-year-old Andrew Rock began choking on some food Saturday as Mom Michelle tried to reach out to the Wayland Fire Department in Michigan. However, you know how some people can be. She tried to reach out to the Wayland Fire Department through Facebook because she'd lost her phone.
How about the Heimlich maneuver or something? Choking only lasts for so long before you die.
Nope.
She accidentally contacted the fire department in Wayland, Massachusetts. She's in Michigan.
Yep. They called.
They called the correct department for her. And then helped her tend to the son while they waited for the ambulance.
Facebook saves lives.
Emergency responders strongly recommend calling them on the phone rather than contacting them through the social media.
Yeah. I like the Slim Jim commercial where the guy's going the Heimlich to that dude, and he's hungry.
Yeah.
And he's bitching because everybody's sitting around watching him eating. And, man, I'm really hungry right now.
I'm so hungry I could die right now. He's dying. Whoa, Jim. Wrong words.
So you recommend calling 911.
Actually,
that's
recommend
what they say to do, yeah. Right.
Rather than going to Facebook.
Right. Yeah. Now, she did. I don't know. They say she lost her phone. She must have somehow gone on the computer.
To Facebook, right.
Rather than gone on her phone.
Got it.
Through to the Facebook.
All right. Christopher, that's stupid.
That's love.
That's stupid.
Now, Facebook is the default. I'll never forget. It's, you know, mutual friend all of ours who reported. This was a couple of years ago. Pushy may remember this. He was out on a jog and saw some rolled up carpet or something underneath an underpass and thought it was a human body. Right. And what should he do? And I said, well, obviously, you've done the right thing. The first thing to do is get on Facebook and discuss this. Bypass the authorities first.
By
all means, get on Facebook and describe your experience.
It was just somebody throwing away a carpet, right?
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't think it was a body at all. Right? But, you know.
No, it wasn't a body.
But he thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the first default reaction is go to Facebook and say, what should I do?
I got to put this on Facebook.
Shoot yourself. That's what you should do. All right. Not you personally, that guy, but anybody.
No.
Anybody.
No.
Right. He was going to get around to it after the Laker game. I'll go deal with that maybe body after the Laker game.
There you go. Being single helps.
Yeah.
You can do what you want to do all the time.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.